Could UFOs be a part of the great end-time deception? We think so.
This morning, a report that the government cannot explain those mysterious objects caught on video by the military.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today, Jan visits with a ministry friend, Pastor Billy Crone. They unpack the mystery of unidentified flying objects, now so much in the news. We think there is a simple and logical explanation, and Jan and her guest unpack that this hour. Here is today's programming.
I think it's a topic that we, the church, do need to get equipped on because the scripture, I believe, gives us the answer, number one. But number two, whether we realize or not, our world is enthralled with that topic. Right now, just current stats, and this is in the United States of America, more people believe in the United States of America in the existence of UFOs and aliens than they do in the existence of God.
Oh, that's
and
tragic.
More people in the United States of America believe that aliens have visited planet Earth than Jesus is the Son of God. And they're saying that UFOlogy, because of Hollywood and this whole topic is promoting this and the lie of evolution, they're saying this has become, UFOlogy is the new religion of the 21st century in our own country, where they believe that aliens are going to save them, not God. I mean, haven't you watched Star Trek or Star Wars? And so, like it, lump it, leave it or not, I like to say, we need to deal with this because our world's being led astray.
Welcome to the program. Glad you could join Understanding the Times Radio today. And if you'd be patient, I want to take just a couple of minutes to set the stage for the theme of this hour. And you've obviously just heard it. Pastor Billy Crone, that was a little clip from Dave Reagan's Christ in Prophecy. Our issue is going to be, well, aliens, UFOs. Some of you may know the U.S. intelligence community released something quite remarkable, an unclassified report to Congress of unidentified aerial phenomena. Another term, UAP, otherwise known as UFOs, unidentified flying objects. So this is a 9-page report. And it isn't exactly an exhaustive study of UFOs, but after decades of such phenomenon being hidden or excused, I would say it's progress. There are several basic categories for UFOs, according to the report. There's random airborne things like, well, birds for that matter, weather phenomenon, perhaps weather balloons, defense prototypes would be either from the U.S. or foreign adversaries. And then there's that other category, and the other category is almost unexplainable, and that's what we'll deal with this hour. My guest and I know that the mystery element to UFOs, it really isn't a mystery. We believe, anyway, they're demonically driven, and we'll try to prove that today. Just a heads up here that I did interview my guest, Pastor Billy Crone. It would have been about 3 years ago on this same topic. We're updating all the information. I'll say more about his book in just a moment. Pastor Billy Crone pastors the Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas. Billy Crone, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jan. It's always a treat to be on.
You and I talked about this about 3 years ago. I would say since that time, more people are curious. And this report that I just introduced the program with, the conclusion is that they're talking about aliens. You and I would disagree. And the Bible talks about a great end time deception, a delusion that's going to come upon a lot of people, both before the rapture and after the rapture. Could UFOs be a part of that? The government report says they are real. You and I knew they were real. But is this just deception and delusion run amok? And then we'll get into UFOlogy here and the fact that we think they're demonically driven, but speak into this, please.
And that's specifically why we entitled the book UFOs, the Great Last Days Deception. And I'm convinced it has everything to do with the deception that Jesus warned about. Matthew 24, the disciples said, "What's some signs that we know it's getting closer to your coming?" And the first thing out of his mouth was, "Watch out that no one deceives you." Throughout Matthew 24, multiple times he says, deceit, deceit, deceit. Watch out for that. I think these guys are going to be the ultimate excuse to explain away what's going to happen in the last days, and what's next on God's prophetic time clock is the rapture of the church. And you put yourself in the shoes of the people that are left behind, the bulk of the planet. This is an event that you can't do what you do on CNN or MSNBC and just spin it away. This is a global event. People literally disappeared all across the planet, and they were specifically only Christian. You can't spin that away. For those left behind, you better have a good excuse to bring back some sense of normalcy in the minds of people across the planet.
Yes.
If you start to do the investigation, that's what we did, with the identity, the background, the history, and what these critters are up to that say that they're aliens from another planet, I'm convinced they are going to become the excuse. It wasn't Jesus who came and got his bride, the church, at the rapture. It was the aliens who beamed these people up to their spaceships. And it's not just my theory. That's actually what they say.
Yes, and we'll get to that in just a moment. I'm going back here in history a little bit, and you actually go back to the 1800s, and we'll get there in a minute. But what I think is significant, Billy Crone, is that the sightings increased enormously in 1947, 1948. Did the demonic world know that the greatest end time sign, and that would be the rebirth of Israel, was about to manifest? I kind of think so. I don't think that's far out, do you?
No, not at all, Jan. Now, the enemy, of course, Satan, he's powerful, but he's not all-powerful. He knows a lot because he's got one-third of the angels to work with on a global scale to find out what's going on in the minds of people and their behavior. So he's got kind of interconnected information system. But he's not all-knowing like
yes.
God. But he also knows the Scripture. And he also knows what we know if we read the Scripture, that we don't know the exact day nor the hour, but we have been given signs by God when it's getting close. And, of course, that was a big watershed moment in 1948 when Israel became a nation, prophetically. We know that you cannot have a seven-year tribulation without the rebirth of Israel as a nation, because they're one of the key players and one of the purposes of a seven-year tribulation. He doesn't know when the rapture happens. Nobody knows when the rapture happens, only God. But he's got to know with the rebirth of Israel that it's got to be getting close. So
yeah.
You had better start working on your deceit plan to explain it away.
We're talking about 1947, 1948, and I'd had a conversation with Dr. Mark Hitchcock, and he told me he met someone, this would have been in the mid-90s, who worked for the Roswell, New Mexico outfit in 1947. And Mark interviewed this gentleman, this again, in the mid-90s, and the gentleman said what happened there is absolutely true. A craft crashed in 47 in Roswell. It was an out-of-this-world craft, and there were creatures on the craft.
And again, there's lots of reports like that, Jan, of interactions with these. Sometimes in the past, the media has, anybody wants to say that they've had an encounter with a quote-unquote alien, mm-hmm. they just write them off and they got a tinfoil hat on or something like that. But there are legitimate reports out there with governments around the world running into these scenarios, including our own government.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Roswell, but that's just the drop in the bucket. And it isn't just the United States, it's a global phenomenon.
Right, but I mean, some folks plan their annual vacation to visit Roswell, New Mexico. That's sort of been the epicenter of all of this that we're talking about, at least in more modern times. I want to play a real brief soundbite here, because one who's looked into this, and particularly since this U.S. intelligence unclassified report to Congress, and one who's taken huge interest is Tucker Carlson, Fox News. Let's play that clip, and then I want to come back and ask you a couple of questions.
Over the past 75 years, the U.S. military has gathered evidence on a remarkable number of puzzling aerial phenomena, most of which were definitely not weather balloons. Unexplained flying objects have buzzed U.S. military bases, missile sites, ships, aircraft, submarines underwater, often at speeds and in directions that seem to defy any known human technology. The Pentagon has said next to nothing about any of this in public. Instead, it has consistently covered up these sightings. Virtually everything we know about UFOs has come from whistleblowers. By the time this show launched nearly 5 years ago, it was clear there was definitely something very odd going on in the skies above us. UFOs were not some crackpot theory cooked up on late-night radio. They were absolutely real. The question was, what are they exactly? Over the years, several powerful political figures in Washington, including Senator Harry Reid, have pushed the U.S. military to reveal all it knows about UFOs. But in every case, they have failed to dislodge that information. Then last year, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida inserted a demand for transparency into a federal appropriations bill, and the government was required to turn over its full assessment of UFOs. That report finally came out. We've only seen the public version so far, but here's what we can tell you. Government investigators seem sincerely baffled by what these things are. Today's report analyzed 144 separate sightings of UFOs by the U.S. military. But in only a single case could the government explain what it was. In that case, it was a large deflating balloon. The rest, the other 143, remain a complete and total mystery. So the most sophisticated military in the world has no idea what these things are or even how they move from place to place. Some of these aircraft, the report says, quote, appeared to remain stationary in winds aloft, move against the wind, maneuver abruptly, or move at considerable speed, all without discernible means of propulsion. So we do know that no government in the world possesses anything like this. No technology like this exists that we know of. The Pentagon seems fairly certain these are not Russian and they're not Chinese. So what are they? The report doesn't say. It notes only the obvious. UFOs, quote, clearly pose a safety of flight issue and may pose a challenge to U.S. national security, end quote.
That was Tucker Carlson, who's looked into this extensively on his program. Just a quick heads up here that you can learn more about Pastor Billy Crone's book on UFOs, title again, UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception, at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Billy Crone, okay, the government has acknowledged, at least in that little clip, that these entities probably are a challenge to national security. Now, whether or not that's the case, we don't know, but at least somebody's paying attention and the government is alarmed by what they're observing and releasing as a report here.
Yeah, I wonder what their motives are. Is it just they're finally being forced to acknowledge this and they're, quote, alarmed from a military perspective? Could be. Maybe, Jan, and I'm not going to say thus saith the Lord, but maybe they've known this for a long time. And this is what's called soft disclosure, that you slowly but surely hand-feed the information to people so that psychologically it doesn't hit them like a ton of bricks. And then, of course, with the help of Hollywood to brainwash people into believing a certain narrative, maybe that's the reason why. To me, I'm not surprised that the closer we get to the rapture, we don't know the day nor the hour, but boy, it's getting close based on God's signs in the scripture. But if, in fact, UFOs are going to be the excuse, then I expect the government to start hand-feeding official disclosure information that they're real, because that's what you need to have at the last stage before the rapture happens. Now you're ready to go. You already admitted these things are real. Now you're just waiting for, quote, the event to bring in the excuse. And that's what's wild about what's going on right now in the news, Jan. If this is going to be the excuse for those left behind to explain away the rapture, then we've got to be getting close, because the government right now is admitting it.
And you just made a reference to some occult influence, and I just happened to pick up Gary Kaas magazine. I'm reading two paragraphs. And Gary, of course, has monitored the rush to the One World System for 30 years. I've had him on air here a dozen times or more. He says the efforts, and again, the topic UFOs, we'll just limit it to that terminology here. The efforts of determined globalists have been aided by a steady flow of well-crafted propaganda produced by Hollywood and more recently via social media. And he says, I would like to expand, however, briefly on the huge occult influence that Hollywood and the entertainment industry have exerted upon this generation. Kaas goes on to say, over the past 50 years, I conservatively estimate that at least one in every three major films have carried an overreaching occult extraterrestrial message promoting satanic concepts and practices to the general public. He says, this should not come as a surprise when one considers the abundance of depraved souls embedded in that industry. And he concludes, these films and occult-based television series have gone a long way toward unraveling Western civilization, which has been built largely around a Judeo-Christian ethic. The deterioration of Western society is directly proportional to the increased rejection of God and his principles, which have been overtly attacked and undermined by filmmakers who are often dedicated occultists. This has opened the door to an unparalleled deception. And Billy Crone, you have a background in both the New Age and the occult, and I know you would echo a hearty amen to that.
Absolutely, Jan. Unfortunately, I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I was not only involved in the occult and Satanism, but I was also involved in New Age. Both of them are big proponents of, quote, UFO and aliens, as at least it's being explained in the media in Hollywood. And it's not surprising, because if, in fact, you're dealing with a demonic deception, mm-hmm. then is it surprising that people who are involved in the occult are pushing that as well? I like to back up the timeline of this deception with aliens. And we know one of the reasons why you're dealing with something demonic is because the scripture says, John chapter 8, that Satan is a liar and the father of all lies. Not only do these critters, when they show up on the scene, lie to their contactees, but they lie about their identity. The whole premise of aliens and UFOs is built upon the lie of evolution.
Yes.
That they're a higher yes. evolved race. So right out of the gates, before they even, quote, step out of that ship, proverbially, they just lied to you. Well, what's the scripture say? What did Jesus say? Where do lies come from? Satan. So right out of the gates, you know you're dealing with a lie. This lie really started 150 years ago with Charles Darwin. And the enemy knows what he's doing. He slowly, methodically is building this last day's deception. In order to get people to fall for the lie of aliens and UFOs, he has to first supplant the Judeo-Christian mindset that we came from a creator, from God, the biblical concept. So 150 years ago, he started that. That ran for about 100 years, and then, like you said, Jan, it's not by chance. You got Israel, the birth of the nation, mm-hmm. activity 1947, 1948. But at the same time, who kicked into gear? That's when you started to see, number one, an uptick in supposed UFO sightings, and then, speak of the occult and people involved in it, what did Hollywood do? They began to play their part. What did you have in the late 40s and the 50s and 60s? All those Hollywood B-movies about aliens, they began to play the narrative. In fact, now it's gotten even more sophisticated with 3D technology,
sure.
special effects, to the point where Hollywood, I'm convinced, is not about entertainment. It's about indoctrination, education, and propaganda. They have been working ever since Israel became a nation and the sightings of UFOs. Now that the world's been indoctrinated in the lie of evolution, they've been propagandizing people to believe in this UFO deception. In fact, I will add this, Jim. If people pay attention, unfortunately most people haven't, many of the UFO premise-based movies, they are already also showing not just aliens and saying they're coming from another star system, Star Wars, Star Trek, all that stuff. But what they're doing is they're showing aliens sucking people up in their tractor beams. And so why would you insert a scene like that? And this is in multiple movies, recent movies. Because, Jan, again, that visual that people are watching, not just aliens are here from the outer space, supposedly, but they are seeing an implant into the brain. Oh, that's what happened to those people.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Jesus. It wasn't the rapture. The aliens sucked them up.
Folks, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. If you're wondering, this isn't Art Bell or his successor. This is just the usual programming you hear at this time, but we're taking a little bit different track because a report has been released to Congress, and it's about the staggering number of unidentified flying objects that are being observed by just about everybody. You can learn more about Pastor Billy Crone's book on UFOs, title again, UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception. And I'm going to say more about the DVD set that he offers on his website at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. And let me just say this, because again, going back to this report that I opened the program with, and there's a gentleman, his name is Luis Elizondo, and he's a Pentagon insider who's doing a lot of talking, and he told the Washington Post that he's convinced these aerial phenomena are, quote, beyond next generation's technology. He says they're 50 to 1,000 years ahead of us. You've seen him on the media. He's been everywhere. It's at 60 Minutes, Fox, he's everywhere. That he says, naturally, he postulated these probably are extraterrestrials. He says, this could be something that is extra hyperdimensional.
Through observations, we are quite convinced that we're dealing with a technology that is multi-generational, several generations ahead of what we consider next generation technology. So what we would consider beyond next generation technology, something that could be anywhere between 50 to 1,000 years ahead of us. And for us, I think when you're looking at the observations and these things, how they can outperform, frankly, anything that we have in our inventory, and we're pretty certain anything that our foreign adversaries have in our inventory, then yes, obviously, as human beings, we tend to go down that rabbit hole of speculation. I want to be very careful that I don't offer my opinion in an unqualified manner. I've always stated this is exactly why we need a UAP task force. In fact, this is why we need a much bigger whole of government enduring capability, because at the end of the day, we don't know what we're dealing with. And frankly, all options have to be on the table until they're no longer on the table. I could offer you my opinion right now, but Jackie, in all honesty, it would probably be a bit of disservice because we frankly don't have enough information yet. We're just now getting to the point as a government, as a society, that we are accepting the reality that this is real, whatever it is.
The article I read from concludes, in a nation where a quarter of the population reject organized religion, there's a huge spiritual vacuum waiting to be filled. And how convenient that aliens cannot wait to fill that void. Your thoughts on that little clip, Billy Crone?
To me, that's another clue of the identity of what you're dealing with here. He specifically mentioned, Jan, interdimensional travel. Believe it or not, if you read the scripture, you'll see that there just happens to be interdimensional travel going on by these entities called angels. And of course, demons are what? Fallen angels.
Yes.
And the scripture records for us when angels appear, or fallen angels, they oftentimes, they just appear and they just disappear. They pop in, they pop out. And the reason why is because they have the ability to traverse in our normal physical realm that we live in, but there's another realm, the spirit realm, and they could traverse between the two. They're interdimensional travelers. We don't use that term, but the Bible talks about that. If, in fact, these are demonic entities deceiving the planet for a last day's deception to explain away the rapture, then I would expect them to travel, like the scripture says demons travel. And that's exactly what this guy is admitting. In fact, he talked about high speeds more than anything we
got.
Yes, right. It isn't just that they clock them at high speeds, like 15,000 miles an hour, but they make 15,000 miles an hour, Jen, and they make an instant right turn.
That's right.
Right there, if it was a physical craft, you would just disintegrate. But these things don't. And this is why secular UFOologists are saying these things are acting not so much physical in nature, like it's a physical track, but something more spiritual. Another thing, he mentions that they just kind of pop in, pop out. Think about it, Jim. If these were physical craft, like they're telling us, and if they're really coming from the backside of Jupiter or some star system, then think about it. How come we never see them in a report on the news? Oh, here they come, Jim. Just want to let you know the news reporting that we see a fleet of UFOs coming from around the horn of Jupiter. By our calculations, at their rate of speed, we've got 2 hours and 37 minutes before they land on Earth. You never hear that. Rather, what they do is they just pop on the radar, and they pop right back out. They're interdimensional travel, which is what demons do. This is why, based on this ability to just materialize and dematerialize, these guys are coming from another doorway or portal, which again is what demons can do, and this is why the secular UFOologists, here's their synopsis, not mine, Jen, this is theirs. They say there seems to be no evidence yet that any of these craft or beings originate from outer space. And, quote, one theory that can no longer be taken very seriously is that UFOs are interstellar spaceships. In other words, from the secular guys, they're saying, based on how they travel, these things are not coming from outer space. They're coming from inner space. They're coming from another dimension. They pop in, pop out. Wonder of wonders. They not only lie like demons, but they travel like demons. It's another clue of who you're dealing with here.
We were talking earlier about Pope Francis, who said he would like to baptize an alien. Well, that just gave 1 billion Catholics the impression that these aliens, maybe they're friendly, maybe we could become an ally of theirs. And he suggests that ETs will become our new savior. My goodness, Pope Francis is being reckless when it comes to what he's saying about this topic.
On the one hand, Jen, if you're dealing with something that is a false gospel, a works-based salvation, then guess what? That means whoever believes in a works-based salvation, a false gospel, when the rapture happens, they're not a Christian, they're not going to go to heaven, so they're going to be left behind. So if, in fact, the Pope and the Vatican are going to be left behind, then you better have some sort of excuse yourself as to why you're still here. I'm not surprised that they're going along with this narrative. In fact, I think it could psychologically be used to help pacify people's hearts, and who better to make a global announcement as to why millions of people, specifically Christians, disappeared than somebody like the Pope. In fact, a side issue, they already have the technology to not only make global announcements, but even in 3D. The reason why he said he'd be willing to baptize an alien is nothing new. The Vatican and the Catholic Church, they have been years, quote, and this is their words, on a search themselves to find E.T. And I'll give you just some of that fact. They have an entity called VORG, V-O-R-G, if you want to check it out. It's the Vatican Observatory Research Group. They have some of the most powerful telescopes on the planet. I'm not making this up. It sounds like a plot from a science fiction movie. One of their telescopes is called VAT, V-A-T-T, the Vatican Advanced Technology Telescope. Another one that they have one-quarter interest in is called Lucifer. I'm not joking. It's the Large Binocular Telescope Near-Infrared Utility with Camera and Integral Field Unit and Extragalactical Research. And it's so powerful that they say it's get better images than Hubble Telescope. Okay, that's wild, but why is the Vatican in a desperate search to validate ETs? Because, again, they believe that these so-called ETs are going to be our new savior and that aliens are the ones who are going to usher in peace and utopia on the planet. Now, that sounds like a wild speculation, but let me quote the Vatican priests in the observatory. This is from Father Gabriel Funes, F-U-N-E-S. Here's what they believe about ETs. He says, extraterrestrial life may not have experienced a fall and may be free from original sin. Therefore, that means they have a closer relationship with the Creator. And since they're unfallen and closer to God, as they say, which is not true, but that's what they say, he goes, they would not only be willing to baptize them, but listen, the aliens are here, and they're going to baptize us into their faith, and it's going to require us to make changes to our knowledge and understand the gospel. Quote, everything we think and know about the gospel is going to have to be thrown out.
We're going to continue this discussion. I'm just going to take my midpoint of the program break. And folks, do you know that there are some who are abducted by these crafts? That's not science fiction. That actually happens. There's one group of people that they leave alone. Who would that be, folks? Bible-believing Christians, that's who. And there's a reason for that. We'll get to that in just a minute or two. Don't go away. I'm coming right back.
We hope you'll stay in touch with us online through olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. At 763-559-4444. Write us through the mail at Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. In this age of fake news and false teaching, thank you for trusting Understanding the Times Radio and Olive Tree Ministries. We are pleased to now have part two of the J.B. Hickson book, The Spirit of the Antichrist, The Gathering Cloud of Deception. Volume one unveiled the Luciferian conspiracy and exposed the plot of a global elite to roll out a new world order. Satan's earthly co-conspirators are pulling the strings of world affairs and building an empire cloaked in deception, setting the stage for the arrival of the Antichrist. Volume 2 delves further into the dark realm of the Luciferians as the spirit of the Antichrist escalates in these last days. The world is on the verge of a great satanic reset that will bring with it much more surveillance and control. But God only lets evil men go so far when he then says, enough, and brings their foolishness to an end. Olive Tree Ministries tries to equip believers to be watchmen on the wall. Find this new book, Spirit of the Antichrist, The Gathering Cloud of Deception, Volume 2, at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Or call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Our crazy world will suddenly make much more sense.
You Christians, you always want to blame things on the devil. Don't you know there's life on other planets? And anything you don't understand, you just instantly say, that's a demon or that's the devil. Folks, if these really were demons, then you would expect that they would be rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ, like we see repeatedly throughout the scripture. Well, guess what? That's exactly what happens.
We know you can't always be by our radio, so just remember that our programming is posted to our website in both its audio and video format. Just go to olivetreeviews.org, that's olivetreeviews.org, and then to radio. You can also find us on YouTube, Rumble, Light Source, and His Channel. Now here are Jan Markell and Pastor Billy Crone to wrap up today's program.
Government releasing its highly anticipated report on UFOs. Officials say they have no explanation of the cases reported by military planes, writing, quote, in a limited number of incidents, unidentified aerial phenomena reportedly appeared to exhibit unusual flight characteristics. These observations could be the result of sensor errors, spoofing, or observer misperception, and require additional rigorous analysis. But they added this, the objects, quote, clearly pose a safety of flight issue and may pose a challenge to U.S. national security. A lot of bureaucratic speak there. Here to sort it out is UFO expert Nick Pope. Nick, thanks for being with us. Your reaction to this highly anticipated but not very exciting, apparently, report that we're getting.
Well, it's fascinating. I've just had a quick read through it, really, and it's interesting. It's a mixed bag. It's a long way of saying, it's about 9 pages, of saying we don't know what these things are. Some of them may be misperceptions. Other things, this is interesting, might be foreign adversaries like Russia or China, some breakthrough aerospace technology. And frankly, a lot of them, they simply don't know. So I think the important point is this report is not the end of the story, but should be the beginning of a much more detailed research and investigation program until we find out what we're dealing with here.
Sadly, you folks don't know the end of the story. That would be in the Bible. And if you understand the Bible, some of this will all make a lot of sense. One more heads up about the fraud on some of our social media and the worst offender, as previously stated, stolen videos on our YouTube channel. Many of you are very confused, and I don't blame you. Old programs are presented as new. They are altered. They're retitled. Advertising of old events as upcoming are given. Here's how to avoid these videos. The Olive Tree Jan Markell channel has about 179,000 subscribers. Avoid all others, please, or you're going to get really confused. And we have appealed to YouTube over a year to correct this. They have no interest in fixing it. We love to have you watch the video version of the program, as you will retain so much more. And you can watch the video version on our website, under radio, on our Rumble channel, on our Facebook page, Telegram page, His Channel, Christian TV, Light Source. And again, you can stick with YouTube and look for 179,000 subscribers and avoid these others. Let's move ahead. I'm spending the hour with Pastor Billy Crone. We've carried a number of his products. We have several of his DVD sets in our online store at olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. For this particular topic, I decided to tap into his book. Let me give you a heads up. We carried the book for several years, and then we discontinued it, so you may have it. The title is UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception. I brought the topic back for some obvious reasons, and that is UFOs are hugely in the news because of this Pentagon report that came out. You've heard clips talking about it now for over 30 minutes. People have a renewed interest in this topic like never before. You can learn more about Pastor Billy Crone's book on UFOs, title again, UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception, at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Check out all the things that Pastor Crone's ministry offers, including a DVD set on this topic, which again, we're not carrying. Pastor Billy Crone, you kind of got interrupted, and I wanted you to finish your thought that you were beginning to make on the first half of the program.
Thanks, Jen. And we were talking about the Vatican astronomers.
Yes.
They believe that these aliens have, quote, not experienced the fall of man, so they're supposed to be, in theory, more pure in nature, a closer relationship with God, so that when they come and make announcements to us, we need to listen to them. In fact, a direct quote, everything we think we know about the gospel is going to have to be thrown out. Then they go further to say that the Bible, quote, justifies that heresy, they're saying. And they say it's because these non-human forms, and this is from the Vatican, are described in the Bible as angels.
Mm-hmm.
So they want us to believe that when the Bible talks about angels, it's really ETs. That's how they try to justify it. They are saying very soon the nations of the world will look to aliens for their salvation. And it sounds crazy, but this is really what's going on with the Vatican. Then they throw this one out there. They said to not believe in the existence of aliens is going to be the true heresy of the future. If you don't go along with the narrative of these so-called angels, well, I believe they're angels, they're fallen angels, they're demons. But if you don't go along with it, you're the new heretic because we need to listen to what they say, including a reinvention of the gospel. But listen to what the Bible says, Galatians 1. Paul says, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. They even go a step further. They try to justify how can we take this lie, this evolutionary narrative, aliens, with this so-called new gospel, how are we going to squeeze this into the scripture? They say, it's from the Vatican, they would have you and I believe that Jesus is really a descendant of alien life and that Mary's virgin birth was a direct result of an alien abduction, which is wild. That's why they say that he was, quote, genetically engineered to save us at his first coming. Now the aliens are here again to save us and the coming earth catastrophes in the second coming. They're going to save us again like they did the first time Jesus showed up, supposedly from the aliens. What's wild is that's exactly what Jesus warned about, Matthew 24. They said, what are the signs of your coming? And Jesus said, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Christ,
right,
and will deceive many. So that's what these UFO aliens, with the help of the Vatican, is saying these are our new Christ, our new saviors. And they admit it's going to require, and this is a direct quote, a rereading of the gospel as we know it. They say you better get ready because it's coming soon. And it says this, there is an alien presence on earth now, and Pope Francis is preparing a major world statement about extraterrestrial life and its theological implications and wants to be ready with a statement about first contact. Guess where we're at now? Now even the government are starting to admit it's all coming together.
All coming together, yes. I want to just say a word here about abduction because this happens. I don't care, folks, you may think it's beyond comprehension, but abduction of people by these creatures happens. What would you say, Billy Crone? It sounds bizarre. It sounds beyond science fiction, but it is reality, and I teased with it first half. There's a group of people they're probably going to leave alone, but this really happens.
Yeah, it really does happen. And again, when you see what they do to people, it's another indicator you're dealing with a demonic entity,
yeah,
certainly occult rituals. Let me just share with you one quote, and this is from Dr. Jacques Vallée. Now, he is one of the top secular researchers on UFOlogy for decades. I believe he was the scientist featured in Spielberg's movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yes, that was in the early 70s.
This is that guy, Dr. Jacques Vallée. This is how long he's been into it. And he says, quote, the medical examination to which abductees are said to be subjected, often accompanied by sadistic manipulation, is reminiscent of medieval tales of encounters with demons. The symbolic display seen by the abductees is identical to the type of initiation rituals or astral voyage that is embedded in the occult traditions of every culture. Thus, he says, the structure of abduction stories is identical to that of occult initiation ritual.
But they're going to avoid one group of people, as I said a few minutes ago. They're going to avoid Bible-believing Christians. Beyond that, one name will scare them away, the name of Jesus. A Christian who does encounter them and pleads with the name of Jesus, the demons, which is what these are going to flee instantly. Now, I'd like to see that in a Fox News broadcast, what I just said here.
Exactly, because that's the flip side of the coin. Because the people that are experiencing, as the secular researchers are saying, demonic occult activity with these abduction things going on, They're not Christian. In fact, the secular UFOologists admit there's a strange trend in the abductee phenomenon. And they admit that Muslims, Buddhists, agnostics, they all experience abductions, but there's one group that they leave alone, and that is true born-again Bible-believing Christians. I really appreciate this point that they made in the report, and this is secular UFO researchers. They said there are those that claim to be Christians, but they only talk the talk. They don't walk the walk. That's their word. They're fake Christians.
Fake Christians, right.
The churches are flooded with that. In their words, the ones who really believe the Bible, Christian fundamentalists, they are the ones 100% of the time, they admit this is the trend. There's one way to get rid of these critters when they do show up.
Yeah.
And wonders of wonders, it's the exact same thing that you get rid of demons. It's when you rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ, and they do. If you got a moment, I'll give
you
one encounter. And this is from a gentleman in Florida. He gives his experience in that his dogs were being agitated, something was going on, he was asleep, and all of a sudden he experienced a paralysis and he couldn't cry out, and he said he was alive with terror, he couldn't even scream, but he says, I couldn't do anything, so I said, Jesus, Jesus, help me.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, when I did, instantly, the words that he had said, Jesus, had hurt whatever was trying to mess with them, and they immediately left. This happens, Jan, again and again. If people think it's wild, you Christians, you always want to blame things on the devil. And don't you know there's life on other planets? And anything you don't understand, you just instantly say, that's a demon or that's the devil. Folks, if these really were demons, then you would expect that they would be rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ, like we see repeatedly throughout the scripture. Well, guess what? That's exactly what happens.
I want to play one more news clip because the point that I'm trying to make this hour, which is perhaps different than when Pastor Crone and I attacked this about 2018, we talked about this subject, is that the news media is absolutely fascinated by particularly the report that came out released by the Pentagon on all this mysterious activity that's been going on, frankly, going back to the late 1800s.
New reports, five pilots coming forward over the weekend saying they've had multiple mid-air encounters with high-flying, fast-moving objects. ABC's Gio Benitez is at the Hudson River right here in New York with more. Gio, the Navy is now investigating?
They are, Cecilia. Yeah, a lot of these UFOs have been captured on video, some of them over water, and now at least one pilot says he saw them daily.
New reporting this morning on unidentified flying objects in our airspace. The New York Times speaking with five Navy pilots who've all said they've encountered UFOs during training missions up and down the East Coast. The pilots even noting that the objects were accelerating to hypersonic speed, making sudden stops and instantaneous turns, something beyond the physical limits of a human crew.
Clearly, this is nothing that we're used to seeing out there. We submitted a safety report saying that there was an unidentified object in our working space. And we don't know what to do.
This on the eve of a new History Channel series called Unidentified, Inside America's UFO Investigation.
The object then appears to accelerate rapidly.
The show chronicles a year-long investigation that includes former military intelligence officials speaking out on numerous reported encounters.
We trust the American people to know that there are certain countries that have nuclear warheads, and yet we don't trust the American people to know that there's something in our airspace that we don't know what it is.
Overnight, the Navy telling us that in recent years, there's been a number of reports of unauthorized and/or unidentified aircraft in our airspace, and therefore they've implemented new steps to report further possible incidents.
And listen, nobody at the Department of Defense is saying these are extraterrestrial. In fact, they say that there could be earthly explanations for all of this, but a lot of people are left wondering.
You are listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. Tackling a little bit different topic, and Pastor Billy Crone's book will help you understand it, and that is this extraterrestrial UFO phenomenon that has just mushroomed in the last couple of years. Even more now with the report issued by the Pentagon. You can learn more about Pastor Billy Crone's book on UFOs, title again, UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception. You can get more acquainted with Pastor Crone at his website, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. He pastors Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. Pastor Crone, let's wind this down a little bit. We've still got a fourth of a program, but I don't want some things to get out of our sphere here because of time. Smell of sulfur, explain that. You talk about it.
We deal with many different evidences as to why we feel legitimately there's biblical justification for calling these things a demonic deception. We talked about how they lie like demons, they travel like demons, mm-hmm. their behavior is like demonic behavior, and they're rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ like a demon. Oftentimes, it just so happens, when they appear on the scene, and this is from multiple reports, they smell like sulfur. Randomly, the odds of this, why sulfur? Why not stale milk? Or why is it specifically sulfur? Well, folks, read the scripture. Sulfur, that's the smell used to describe the lake of fire.
That's right.
It all begins to stack up. It's not by chance, but reports of people who have encountered with demons, not just aliens, but demons. Oftentimes, when an actual poltergeist or demon shows up, guess what is left on the premise? A smell of sulfur. It's the same thing, Jim. Maybe it's because they're the same entities. And I would say that's exactly what's going on.
I'm going back to this report, unclassified report to Congress of unidentified aerial phenomenon. That's another term, folks. It's UAP, also known as UFOs. And everything's a mystery in this report because they're not taking it from our approach, Billy Crone, that we're dealing with demons. They can't quite figure it out. It's a phenomenon that's going on that we can't ignore, that it could be harmful to our national security, they conclude. But they don't have any answer for what they've discovered and what they're reporting on. That's what gets me with the unbelieving world, is for the next 100 years, if they studied this scientifically, they would not come up with our conclusion that what we are looking for, if I could sum it up in a paragraph, is a setup for the post-rapture world, that it is demonic and that it was birthed with evolution. At least that's what furthered the whole concept. It's furthered by Hollywood, by the media, who have been enthralled with aliens and demons. It's a setup for the Antichrist, who's going to come along with some kind of a spin on this whole topic. But this is all jump-started by this report that came out. It had made major headlines in the Western world as far as what on earth is happening or what in the celestial skies is happening. I just want to go back here for a minute to the setup for this post-rapture world, which is the whole point, and it's a heads up that we want to get out there. The setup for this, again, Hollywood, the media, everyone cooperating, but they're cooperating ignorantly unless they really want to get behind the promotion of the world of the darkness. Then they're not doing it blindly and ignorantly. Then they're doing it totally intentionally.
Intentionally because they're part of the program.
Yeah.
And dare I say the programming into the minds of the people, the narrative that they want them to believe. And let me explain this, Jen, too, because maybe some people are still scoffing out there, unfortunately, saying like, oh, come on, again, you Christians, you always got to blame it on something, some demon, and you're going to say, oh, it's the excuse for the rapture of the church. You got no basis for that. Well, yes, we do, not only scripturally, but, Jen, this is my background. I came out of this. I came out of the New Age and the occult. I remember after I got saved, and then the first time I ever got into studying Bible prophecy and news of the rapture, I didn't know any of that stuff before. But as soon as I did, my mind starts firing off going, no way, that's what the New Agers are saying. This idea that the UFOs are a, quote, convenient excuse for the rapture, this is what the New Agers are saying. Now, let me give you a couple quotes that the aliens are why people disappear. This first one is from a lady called Barbara Marciniak. If she's still alive today, please pray for her. She's a big New Ager. She gets these messages from supposed aliens from the star system Pleiades, is what they've told her, which, by the way, is another indicator you're dealing with something demonic. The only way, apparently, to communicate with these guys is to let them possess you and take over your vocal cords. What's that? That's demonic possession. Mm-hmm. You would think if you're really a higher advanced race, you could tap into my cell phone or send me an email. But here's what she said. The aliens are telling her to tell us. There will be great shiftings within humanity on this planet. It will seem that great chaos and turmoil are forming, that nations are rising against each other in war, and earthquakes are happening more frequently. We'll stop right there. Well, hey, they must have great knowledge because that's happening. Well, hello, do you think the demons can't read Matthew 24 that says that's what's going to happen? She continues on. They say Earth is shaking itself free. A certain realignment or adjustment period is to be expected. The people who leave the planet during the time of the earth changes, do not fit here any longer. They are stopping the harmony of the earth. And when the time comes that perhaps 20 million people leave the planet at one time, there will be a tremendous shift in consciousness for those who are remaining. Another New Ager channeler, her name is Thelma Terrell, She admits that. She says, mankind will be lifted or levitated by the beams of our smaller ships. This is what the aliens are telling her. They call it Project World Evacuation. And she says, the great evacuation will come upon the world very suddenly. The flash of emergency events will be as lightning that flashes in the sky. Now notice how they use biblical terminology. They pepper it in there to deceive people. And let me give you just one more, because this is all over the place. They say, quote, some never die on this earth. These missing persons have already been taken as their time was not up, and they were not meant to go through a demise. They went through a liftoff from the UFOs. That's directly from the New Age audience, who I'm convinced, yes, having been there, done that,
yes, mm-hmm,
is being communicated directly with demonic entities. So this is not my idea. They, in their own camp, are preparing the excuse that when you see people disappear, it's aliens.
Yes,
it has nothing,
yes,
to do with the rapture. Don't think about God. Don't,
yes,
think about Jesus. They say, for those who are left behind, it's actually a badge of honor. You're a chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get to be a part of the age of utopia. Isn't it wonderful? No, you just got left behind. Now you're in the 7-year tribulation.
That's right.
Jesus said it's the worst time in the history of mankind.
Pastor Billy Crone, you've made several references this hour to the fact that you were a part of the dark world at one time. You obviously got saved and delivered from it. I'm down to about 5 minutes. What I'd like you to do is give us a real brief summary of how you got out of the world of darkness and how my listeners can prepare themselves spiritually to be taken in that rapture of the church and not be left behind to deal with some of the silliness that we've talked about this hour. But sadly, the silliness is going to become reality. It is right now with all of the sightings and even the abductions going on now. That's just going to go on overdrive after the rapture. But how did you get delivered from that lifestyle? And how can our listeners spiritually prepare for the importance of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and to meet him in the air when he comes in that rapture?
The only way, Jan, was by certainly the grace and mercy of God. And the best way to be prepared is make sure that you're a true born-again Christian, that you have asked Jesus Christ to forgive you of all of your sins. You're trusting in his work and his work alone to forgive you. The Bible says if you confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, you'll be saved. That's the number one. Number two, you need to get into the scripture. The Bible is the only book on the planet that tells you in minute detail what the enemy is going to be up to in the last days. Certainly, even the things that we're talking about. Where am I getting all this from? It's from the scripture. The scripture dictates that what you're dealing with is an alien demonic deception. So get equipped with that. But as far as how I got out of that, Jen, you're talking to somebody. I can identify with this skeptic and scoffer. I was one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll use this word. I hated Christians. I thought Christians were a bunch of duped idiots that had a book tell them what to do. I was much more intellectually superior than that. In my scoffing, God used literal demonic terror to get me to bow a knee before Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, I had a roommate that turned me on to Satanism and Anton LaVey, the Satanic Bible, and that didn't help anything out. I had another coworker that turned me on to New Age, which is anything else but Christianity. The reason why I initially refused to go down the Christian route was because of the hypocrisy that I saw growing up was my justification. I was involved in about every other sin you could think of, doing every other drug and immoral behavior you can think of under the sun. But guess who was with me doing that, Jan? And guess where they would go on Sundays if they weren't too hungover? Professing Christian. They never told me about Jesus. Go figure. I wish they would have. But the message they were sending loud and clear to me was Christianity is a joke and it doesn't work. So when I did get interested in spiritual things, unfortunately, I went the wrong route and the wrong way. And of course, when you get involved in Satanism and New Age and occult behavior, guess what? It's going to get darker as you go, and it did. And it got so bad, Jan, I was probably not just oppressed, I was probably possessed,
yes,
multiple times because I was trained to ask these entities to come inside me to make me that channeler with this incredible information that planet Earth needs to hear from the space aliens or higher power and all the other verbiage they use. It was in 1993. I came home and out of literal demonic terror scared me so bad. This time I was all by myself. I was 25. I ran to my bedroom. I dropped on my knees and I said, God, if you're real, and if you really want this life, you can have it. But I knew enough from two Christians who dared to witness to me, and I was mean and nasty to them, that I had to specifically call upon the name of Jesus Christ. And so I did. And I said, Jesus Christ, would you please forgive me? And bang, instantly, Jan, It was night and day. I literally felt like the weight of the sin, the world, everything, the darkness I was involved in left me. I felt as light as a feather. The first couple of days, the sky was bluer, the grass was greener, but I was laughing and crying at the same time. Because instantaneously, Jan, as a New Ager, I tried every religion under the sun. I was even involved in the occult, in Satanism, self-help, secular psychology. Nothing worked. But for the first time, when the name of Jesus Christ came across my lips, instantly I knew it was real. And here's the point. Instantly, I was delivered, not only from the demonic lie, and he saved me, but from the demons that were inside of me. And it's the same thing. You want to be prepared? Make sure you're a born-again Christian. That's your protection.
Very well stated. Let me go out of the program because we are totally out of time. The Bible says that the last days will be a time of chaotic upheaval. And while it does not talk specifically about alien visitors from other planets, it says that it will be a time of gross deception and delusion. We've talked about that for an hour, and you can be the bearer of truth as watchman on the wall. People are wanting to know what on earth is happening. Tell them the truth, the biblical truth. And that time as we know it is running out. That's the important message. And the message of the cross, which Pastor Crone just closed in. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bowing before you,
blessing your name. Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. Yes, we're in strange times. Up is down and black is white. But you know that God remains in control. He has you in the palm of his hands, and everything is falling into place.